Now, evening time is probably a time when we normally think of food. I know I do, as I need to pull back from the table. But this coming week, beginning on the 1st of September, it's obvious that Middleton is the place to be, and the environs around there as well, because it'll be all things food. There will be, I presume there'll be wine thrown in as well along the measure, but when I hear of people like Paul Flynn and Martin Shanahan, Fishy and The Tannery, and two rogues, I must say, but two fine chefs as well, they're just two of the people that are going to be involved in the Feast Festival in Middleton and East Cork. And to talk a little bit more about this week and everything that's going to be happening, and we'll get your taste buds flowing as well, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme. He's the head chef at Sage on the main street in Middleton, and he's in the middle of prepping for tonight, but he's taken time away from the pastry to have a chat with me. Kevin Ahern, good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How's the pastry going?
We're rogue anyway, so that's good, I suppose.
You are?
I said you didn't introduce me as another rogue anyway. So
I know I wouldn't do that. No, I know Paul and Martin personally, and I can honestly say they are two rogues. But Kevin, I know you're busy there prepping for tonight, but let's talk about this week, because this is not the first year of it.
No, we're at year three.
It's year three, but it is growing from strength to strength, and there's going to be a whole load of things happening.
Yeah, we're really rocking and rolling now this year. We've got 40 events going on around East Cork, from Ballycotton to Castlemarter to Middleton, all over the area. So it's basically like a great celebration of food and drink in East Cork for a week long of events. It's great for the community, great for the area. Food and drink, it's there to enjoy. So basically, it's kind of a platform for people to enjoy themselves for a whole week and get out there and support the events and enjoy yourself, because, you know, there are some really good events going on. It's great to have it going on in the area, and it's there to be enjoyed. That's it.
Yeah, and it's also a time to forget about whatever diets that you're going to be on. Now, Kevin, one thing that jumped off the page at me is yourself, that you're going to be preparing an al fresco long table dinner called Keeping Things Natural, a four-course menu from East Cork to Larder, alongside, obviously, a selection of unique natural wines from Le Chevaux Wines. Talk to me about this Keeping Things Natural. I'm intrigued about this now.
Yeah, so I suppose it's just using products from our area and keeping things as naturally as possible. So I'm going to cook in kind of at an open fire outside, and we're going to do it al fresco, and we're going to pray if we get good weather on the night as well for it. We've done it for the last couple of years as well. We kind of, with a big long communal table outside, we do it for 40 guests. I do the full dinner in front of them, and as I said already, like, we have a bit of a laugh while we're doing it. I might not do it next year, kind of, because I've done it the last 3 years. I might do something else next year. But it's really been a really positive event, as all the other events are as well. You know, they're always really well attended. I know a lot of them are nearly booked out altogether as it is at this moment. But it's something we really want the people of East Cork and the area just to get out there and enjoy themselves and have a bit of fun and really enjoy the events, because that's what it's there for. You know, food, while there's a very serious element of food, I suppose this festival, while as a serious element as well, we really just kind of want it to be an enjoyable event for the community of the people of East Cork, Middleton, Youghal, Cove, everywhere in between, just to get out there and enjoy it.
Absolutely, and I totally welcome that, and I support that, because it's all about bringing the community together, and a very rich community you have. And I suppose it is fair to say that East Cork is just very, very lucky and fortunate to have some fantastic eateries and indeed watering holes. And it's great for all these people to come together and demonstrate what they do and, you know, give people choice. And when people have choice, they're going to travel around.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, in an international stage at the moment, like, Ireland is up there. You know, everybody's talking about Ireland on a food production level, how good it is, how great the country is when it comes to produce. And like, we're in that key area of produce in Ireland, in East Cork. So, you know, we're at the pinnacle of food production. We're at the pinnacle of food producers. So they're the ones producing the food for the area. The restaurants and the restaurateurs and all the Republicans, we're the ones just showcasing it for them. So, you know, we're all getting together just to enjoy this great event, you know, for a week.
And of course, look, you can't have food without a little libation, as the fella said. And of course, Midleton is known for the Jameson Distillery, and they're not going to be out of it either. They're going to be in the middle of it all, and they have stuff going on in the Maple Leaf, where they'll be showcasing the variety of blends that have been created down through the years, and another whiskey event called Jameson Ginger and Lime. And also over in Coppinger's, there's going to be Mad Hatter's Gin Tea Party. Holy moly, I think you'd want to nearly move to Midleton for the week because you won't be stirring too far.
Yeah, there's loads going on, and it's great because everybody's getting on board with it this year. So like, people can go onto the website, it's www.pleasecork.ie. You can check out the full programme on there. There's loads going on, and one of the big things for this year is we used to have the Main Street event used to be on the Saturday. We've decided to move that to the Sunday to make it more of a family event. We've got lots more going on this year for families. There's interactive kids market, Cullion's Cully are doing demos. We've got a big new demo area going in this year in the town of Middleton called On Kishton. So basically, we've got a load of celebrity chefs. We've taken out the little black book this year and got all the celebs down to kind of give us a help to promote the festival. And there's going to be loads of demos going on throughout the day as well. And as I said, lots and lots for kids. Lots of food producers there on the Sunday. So Sunday is really kind of like, Sunday's kind of like the party day in Middleton, where we get everybody up and down the main street, all the local food producers and the restaurants. We get everybody in there and they're all trading on the day. So there's lots going on as well in the square, down by the granary on the day. Up in Sage, there's lots going on there. And Wallace's, Maple Leaf, Coppinger's. You know, there's just so much going on this year. People kind of really have to get on and check out that program and kind of make a plan and see what you're going to do for the week and on that day as well.
Absolutely. And even for those who would like a little bit of adventure, and I'm not referring to the adventure of the knife and the fork and the glass in front of you, there's actually an adventure to go out into the wilds and do some foraging and find natural ingredients where you wouldn't think, and then you go and you prepare something delicious out of it.
Yeah, so it's Frances Gallagher. She's a qualified marine biologist. She actually delivers seaweed here to us as well a lot of the time. She's going to bring people out, going to give them a walk around the beaches and show them how to forage some seaweeds and how to cook them and how to prepare them and what to do with them afterwards. Because, you know, seaweed obviously is very kind of becoming a very now ingredient, and a lot of people like wouldn't exactly know what to do with it. So she's going to take them out, show them what to do. And then on the day as well, there's Food for the Soul that's happening on the Saturday. There's a big thing happening out in Inch Beach, where there's going to be like the warming wagons out there. They're doing food stalls, yoga on the beach. It's kind of like there's a lot of happening around food as well. It's all not like directed exactly on food. It's kind of a couple of different things happening around it as well.
Absolutely. It sounds like a fantastic week. And as you said, this is the third week of it. But Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Give me three things that if I was, or anybody that's planning to go down to Middleton and the East Cork area for over the week, give me three highlights, three jewels that I cannot miss.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
Aren't I? And I know you're in the middle of making pastry now.
But definitely the main thing will definitely be the Sunday. Nobody can miss the Sunday. There's just so much going on the Sunday in the main street of Middleton. That's just definitely one that just cannot under any circumstances be missed. Other than that, CCAD, they're also doing, they're celebrating multiculturalism through food on that day as well, so that would be a good one to be attended. The two other events, my God. Well, the opening event. So we'll start with the opening event. It's in Castle Martyr. They're doing a barbecue this year for the opening event, and we really would like to see that well attended. So that'll be my number one pick. Number two pick, Joe's Family Farm Tour. They're doing a great one in Killa. That'd be number two. And as I say, probably number three then would be the main festival itself on the Sunday.
And of course, Kevin, you're so humble, you didn't even mention your own gig and your own alfresco long table dinner. Just one thing that struck me as well is... Pardon?
I said, as the director of the festival, it's about the whole area. It's about, you know, everybody getting to enjoy it. It's not a Mayfair festival. The festival's for the community. It's for everybody to enjoy. And there's so much going on. We just want everybody to really, you know, attend the events that are going on. Because there's so many different people from so many different backs of food on this, kind of putting so much effort into it. That we just want to see it really, really work for the area.
And of course, there is an international flavour, it has to be said, because Aaron Cappell of Green Saffron will be over in the Ballymaloe Grain Store for an evening of Indian food and film. And people that go to the market over in Mahon Point on a Thursday will find Green Saffron over there. So it's covering a multitude, but it sounds like just the best week ever. Guys, if you haven't taken your summer holidays, take them now. Down in Middleton and East Cork is the place to be. And if you're coming down the main street, you'll find Kevin inside the Sage. They might let him out of the kitchen too often, but he'll be there to direct you and to assist you. And there's just going to be something for everybody, all ages, young and old alike. Kevin, it's going to be a fantastic week.
Yeah, we're really excited. We can't wait for it. And we just want everybody to get out there and, as we said, just enjoy yourselves, because that's what food's all there for, just to enjoy it.
Now, tell me, before I let you go, I know you're in the kitchen, you're prepping for tonight, you're doing pastry. What are you making?
Well, at the time I was talking to you, I was just actually just making a bit of caramel for kind of like a base of a cake. So that's what I was doing.
A base of a cake. Well, sure, look, half a loaf is better than no loaf. The base of the cake is needed too. And hopefully we'll get to taste it over the coming week. But in the meantime, Kevin O'Hearn, back to work, my man. Dinner is to be served. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Great stuff. Take care of yourself.
All the best, my man. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you all now as well.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. All the best.
And there we had Kevin O'Hearn. He's the head chef over at Sage. I gotta love chefs, guys. I really do. I worked in the hotel business for a while. I worked in service, and they're interesting people, chefs. They can be temperamental too, mind. They can be temperamental. But if you want to find out more about what's happening down in Middleton, and it goes all the way down, it's down in Killa, in Castle Martyr, all the way down to Ballymaloe, all the way down to Inch. I don't know. Do you ever think of going down to Inch and doing some yoga? Yeah, and some food as well. You know, that sounds really, really nice. But if you want all the information, and there's a program to download as well, the website to go to is feastcork.ie. That's feastcork.ie. Sounds like a fantastic week.